Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, with her special guest, Groucho Marx. Take it away, Dinah.
Well, what do you know? He smiled at me in my dreams last night. My dreams are getting better all the time. And what do you know? He looked at me with a different light. My dreams are getting better all the time. To think that we were strangers a couple of nights ago. And though it's a dream, I never dreamed he'd ever say hello. Maybe tonight I'll hold him tight when the moonbeams shine. My dreams are getting better all the time. Strangers a couple of nights ago, and though it's a dream, I never dreamed he'd ever say hello. Well, maybe tonight I'll hold him tight when the moonbeams shine. My dreams are getting better all the time. Ladies
and gentlemen. Hi, you fellas.
Hi.
Oh, I'm fine. And now I want to welcome all of you to another session of our Bird's Eye Open House. As usual, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra are here to make music for you, and Joe Lilly and his chorus are here to sing for you. And to amuse you, we're indeed fortunate to have Groucho Marx, a man who has made people laugh all over the world. But here's a man who only last week made an old lady laugh in Glendale, Harry Von Zell.
Fine kind of an introduction. Well, go ahead, Dinah. Have your fun. I can't get sore about it. Not after the time I had at your house last night.
Oh, well, I'm certainly glad you enjoyed yourself, Harry.
Oh, I sure did. And the house looked lovely, the way you carried out that St. Patrick's Day motive with everything in green, you know.
Yes, especially your face after the fifth martini.
Yeah. Well, don't let that fool you, Dinah. I don't care a fig about martinis, actually. Don't. It's just that I plan adding a new room to my house, you see.
Martini, the room. What has that got to do with you drinking so many martinis?
On account of the lumber shortage, I'm collecting as many toothpicks as I can. Isn't that silly?
Well, now I've heard them all.
Yeah.
Harry, after spending all day cooking, it sure did my heart good to see you enjoy the food so much.
Didn't I, though? Well, everything was delicious. That fried chicken was out of this world, Dinah.
Well, thank you.
Way out of this world. Tell me, was it really southern fried?
Was it really southern fried?
Yeah.
Well, Harry, I put some of it in the icebox next to a piece of Yankee pot roast and it got right up and walked out.
Well, Dinah, I've sort of been stalling around hoping that you would mention the young lady I escorted to your house last night.
What about her?
What about her? Well, Dinah, she happens to be the pin girl of the neighborhood.
You mean the pin-up girl?
I mean pin girl. She works in a bowling alley.
Oh, set them up in the other alley, Joe Lily, please.
Evelina, won't you ever take a shine to that moon? Evelina, ain't you bothered by the bobolinks too? Tell me how long you're gonna keep delaying the day. Don't you reckon it's wrong?
Trifling with April this way.
Amy, Evelina, won't you pay a little mind to me soon? Wake up, the earth is fair, the fruit is fine. But what's the use of smelling watermelon, clinging to another fella's mind? Evelina, won't you roll off that vine and be mine? Wake up,
What's the use of smelling watermelon growing on another fella's vine? Oh, Eppolita, won't you roll right off the vine and be mine? Roll off the vine and be mine. All mine, all mine, all mine.
Oh, that was really swell. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to tell you...
I hate to interrupt this way, monsieur, but... then what does it matter? Just so long as we could be together again. Isn't it heavenly?
Isn't it heavenly? Well, I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Oh, there's no use pretending, monsieur. I love you madly. Madly, I love you!
Well, this is so sudden, I'm very flattered, but... Well, why don't you fall in love with a girl your own age?
Oh, I did love a girl my own age, but alas, she loved another.
Oh, well, whom did she love?
Frank Sinatra. Gosh, did I burn. I was so angry. I challenged that Sinatra guy to a fight, but he wouldn't fight me.
He wouldn't?
No, not unless I took off 30 pounds.
Well, tell me, what did you do to win her love?
Oh, I tried everything. Why, I used to bring her a daisy every day. Every day for 5 weeks, I'd bring her a daisy. Finally, I had to quit.
Why?
The daisy started to get shabby. It was then that I fell in love with you. Oh, what your singing does to me. Gosh, if you'd only sing something. I mean, just to me.
Well, I'd be glad to. Here, hold my hand. I'll be loving you always. Hey, Harry, help. Come here, Harry, quick.
What's the matter? What's all the excitement about that?
That boy over there, he's unconscious.
Yeah, well, stand aside, gal. I'll bring the boy, too.
Have you got smelling salts?
No, I've got something much better than smelling salts.
What's that?
Spinach.
Spinach!
Yes, son, bird's eye quick frozen spinach.
Spinach.
Yes, indeed. Luscious, beautiful green spinach with all that wonderful fresh from the garden flavor and the vitamins and minerals sealed in by quick freezing. Yeah, just look at you, boy. A moment ago, you were unconscious. You're not much better now. But the fact of the matter is, just one mention of bird's eye spinach, and you're all right.
Oh, spinach. Spinach? Darn it, this is torture. He speaks of spinach while I suffer because of my love for you.
Oh, well, now, it can't really be that bad.
Oh, but it is. Why, for weeks I haven't even been able to sleep. What I need is some shut-eye.
What you need is some bird's eye. Oh, yeah. It's good for you, you know. And listen, tell your mother that bird's eye spinach is good for her, too. It's so easy to serve. There's no kitchen work, no washing or sorting, no sand or grit. Bird's eye has done all the work for her. So she gets nothing but glistening green leaves of perfectly clean, perfectly delicious spinach. So she only has to pop it out of the package into boiling water and serve it. Now, why not tell your mother to get a couple of packages? They're a real value right now. Really, son, you can't go wrong with that advice.
Well, honestly, mister, I appreciate your advice, but really, you don't know anything about love.
I don't know anything about... Are my ears... Did you hear what he said, Dinah?
Yes, Harry, I did, and the poor boy must be delirious.
Well, I don't know anything about love.
You certainly don't.
My boy, have you ever heard of Dante's love for Beatrice?
Uh-huh.
You have. Have you ever heard of Romeo's love for Juliet?
Yes, I did.
You did. All right, then stand back while I tell you of Von Zell's love for bird's eye spinning. I love it. Do you hear me? I love it.
I hear you.
Each tender green leaf I love. Each package I caress tenderly. Because each package...
Each package what?
Each package serves four.
For goodness sake.
And there are no ration points needed for this wonderful bird's eye spinach. And it's so plentiful right now at your bird's eye dealer.
Well, I see it's no use, monsieur.
No.
But Before you pass out of my life, you must do one thing for me.
Oh, I'll be glad to.
Thanks. I've been saving my money just to take you out once. We'll go to the finest restaurant in town. I'll order everything. At 8 o'clock, we'll have oysters, Rockefeller. At 8:15, we'll have pheasant under glass. At 8:30, we'll have demi-tasse. And at 8:45, we'll have crepe Suzette's. But at 9 o'clock, I must leave you forever.
But why?
Because I've got to beat it home and do my homework.
He's home, poor little boy. He's mine once again. No need to tell, but it feels simply swell with him close to me, where he's supposed to be. He's home for a little while. I live for his kiss. I hit the skies when he looks in my eyes, and my knees grow weak with bliss. He's sort of changed, he's kind of different from the boy I used to know a while ago. Strange how much he says without a word, and when he holds my hand, I understand I'm his, but forevermore. He's mine, mine alone. We'll have to part, but he's close to my heart for the little one. He's home. He's sort of changed, he's kind of different from the boy I used to know a while ago. Strange how much he says without a word, and when he holds my hand, I understand I'm his, but forevermore. He's mine, mine alone. We'll have to part, but he's close to my heart for the little one.
Ladies and gentlemen, I take great pleasure in introducing a man of rare talent, our old friend Groucho Marx.
Hello, Dinah.
Hello, Groucho. How are you?
Dinah, dear, before we go any further, there's something I must confess to you.
What is it, Groucho?
It's just that every night you keep running through my head, running through my head. But last night a terrible thing happened.
What's that?
You slipped and stepped on my nose. Ah, but Dinah, why make any further pretense of our love? Marry me and we'll be as happy as two bugs in a rug. You got the money for the rugs, I've already got the money for the bugs. I can just see our little dream cottage. All our furniture will be made of maple. Bird's eye maple. You hear me?
I hear you.
Bird's eye maple. And in a year or so, who knows? We may even have a little spinach running around the table.
Oh, Groucho, you make the future look rosy.
Funny thing you should mention, Rosie. We met in an ice cream parlor. She looked so lovely, standing there between the empty Coca-Cola bottles and the empty chewing gum counter.
Groucho, I've given you your last feed line. Now, tell me, what would you like to do tonight?
Dinah, I'd like to nick, but with all these people out here, maybe we better put on a play. By a strange coincidence, I have with me my own version of a movie based on the insurance business.
Oh, well, fine. Give me a copy, and I'll ask Harry to read the introduction. Bobby Dolan, please, music.
Now? Those of you who have seen that thrilling motion picture, double up. Here comes the indemnity. We'll remember that scene where the attractive young Mrs. Phoebe Martin is at home alone. Adventure, unknown to her, is about to enter her life as Groucho Higgins, an insurance agent, approaches her house. He rings the bell.
Oh, why can't I be left alone?
How do you do?
Won't you come in?
Well, I'm not going to stand out here and twiddle my briefcase. I represent the casualty insurance company.
Oh, well, just pull up a policy and park your premium.
Say, you look mighty beautiful in that bathing suit.
Oh, I forgot. I was just taking a sun bath. I'll go upstairs and put some more clothes on.
Madam, is that trip necessary?
Well, I'll just put this wrap on.
Came to see Mr. Martin about some automobile insurance. I never met Martin. What's your husband like?
Maybe this will give you an idea. He drives a 1922 Essex, and the car looks better than he does. Incidentally, how tall are you?
6'1".
Oh, I love a man who's 6'1".
You know, your voice makes music and your eyes dance.
They do?
Yes, and they'd better quit before 12. Remember the curfew. Let's not make a sham of things. Can I kiss you?
But I don't even know your name.
Groucho Higgins.
Okay, pucker up.
Ah, your kisses set me on fire.
And your kisses set me on fire.
And what are we waiting for? Let's throw another log on the fire.
Oh, how I love a man who's 6'1". It's so heavenly here in your arms, darling. Do you know what it's like to have a husband who doesn't love you?
Frankly, no.
Well, it's torture. If I just look at another man, he goes mad. He's the most jealous man in the world.
Who can that be, my darling?
Oh, it's my husband. Take me in your arms again, my sweet. Come in. Kiss me again.
Oh, good evening, dear. Who's the man you're kissing? Anyone I know?
No, he's an insurance salesman.
Oh, insurance, eh? Well, tell me, how's business?
Fine, I'm just clinching a big deal.
Well, as long as you're tied up, darling, I'll just go out to the kitchen and get dinner ready. See you later.
There. You see how insanely jealous the man is?
He certainly is. The beast.
And he's so cruel to me, too. Never a civil word. I can't stand it any longer. You must help me.
But how?
Tell me, do you happen to have a $50,000 insurance policy with you? One with the double indemnity clause covering sudden death?
Yes, I've got one right here.
Good. I'll get my husband to sign it, the beast.
$50,000 policy, eh? That'll mean $1.85 commission for me.
$1.85 commission, but don't you see it can mean $100,000 for us? All you have to do is help me kill him.
Help you kill him? Never.
Please.
Okay.
Oh, a who's 6'1".
I'm coming down the stretch. But listen, we must devise an ingenious plan. Nothing must be left to chance. It must be the perfect crime.
Yes, it must be the perfect crime. I'll call him. Oh, darling.
What is it, dear?
See how he speaks to me.
The beast.
Won't you come here a moment?
Yes, dear.
Would you please sign this?
Oh, all right. But I must hurry back to the kitchen and baste the roast.
A baste.
Where do I sign the paper, dear?
Right here.
Here's the pen.
Oh, thank you.
That's where I'll probably wind up.
Have you got the same script I've got?
Yes, December 11th, isn't that it?
All right, dear. Now, I've signed your paper, and I've got to go and baste the roast. Dear, what are you doing with that revolver?
I'm going to kill you.
Oh. Well... Listen, dear, don't forget.
Don't forget what?
Baste the roast.
What a cleverly devised murder. Say, you didn't forget a detail.
He's dead. He looks awful lying there.
Yes, he does. Slip a doily under him. Oh, well. Now we can be married.
Yes. But before we do, don't you think it would be sensible for you to take out an insurance policy? After all, darling, if anything should happen to you, you would want me to be taken care of, now, wouldn't you?
By all means, dear. By a happy coincidence, I have another double indemnity policy right here. I'll sign it. There.
Oh, how I love a man who's 6'1". Wait here, darling. I'll fix you a cup of coffee.
You're sweet.
There. The coffee's finished. Now, let's see. Where is that arsenic? I know I had it on my shopping list this morning. Oh, here it is. I'd better put in plenty. There. Oh, dear, come in. Your coffee's ready.
Darling, you're so good to me. My, but that coffee smells good.
Here you are. What's the matter, dear?
I don't know. I feel so strange. It's getting dark. I think I'm going to die. But before I go, darling, there's one thing I must know.
What's that?
Does your coffee taste different lately?
Oh, poor Groucho. I hated to kill him. He was so tall. 6'1".
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm not 6'1". For your information, I'm only 5'8".
5'8"? Then how do you make yourself look 6'1"?
Because I wear my hair piled high upon my head.
Ladies and gentlemen, now I'd
oh,
like
Harry,
to...
Oh, Harry, let me do it.
Oh, go away, Dinah.
Come on, Harry, let me now. I know all about it.
And I know all about it.
Yeah, but I'm very persuasive.
But I'm very persuasive.
But I'm a woman.
But I'm a... Oh. Well, all right, you win, Dinah, but let me say something.
Okay, just a minute. Ladies, want a swell idea for dessert? Okay, how about a luscious pumpkin pie? Made the easy way with bird's eye quick frozen squash.
Squash and pumpkin pie. Yes, ma'am. That's...
delicious.
Yeah.
And really so easy to make because bird's eye squash comes to you all cooked and pureed. Just thaw and mix with milk, egg, and seasoning and pour into the pie crust and bake.
Yes, it's...
makes the most wonderful mouth-watering pie filling you ever tasted.
And it's...
a grand, versatile thing. It It's a grand versatile vegetable, this bird's eye squash. You can use it for pies and tarts as well as serve it plain as a tempting golden vegetable.
So get yourself
a package of bird's eye squash.
Yeah.
You'll love its grand garden fresh goodness. Just be sure, though, that it's
bird's eye. Look for the bird's eye on the package and enjoy truly fine squash. Bird's eye squash. So there.
March 17th is St. Patrick's Day. I'd like to add my two notes worth to the festivities by singing a song in honor of the wonders worked by St. Patrick for the Irish, the Kerry Dance. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness, gone, alas, like our youth too soon. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Kerry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, with our youth too soon. When the boys began to gather in the glen of a summer night, and the Kerry piper's tuning made us long with wild delight. Oh, to think of it, oh, to dream of it, fills my heart with tears. Oh, the days of the Kerry dancing, oh, the ring of the piper's tune. Oh, for one of those hours of gladness gone, alas, like our youth too soon.
Thank Groucho Marx for dropping over and hope he pays us another visit very soon. Next week, don't forget, we're expecting a visit from Eddie Cantor. And now, I'd like to pause for just 1 second and have you time me. Well, that was pretty short. If you were counting, you might have reached 2 or possibly 3. But let's think of it this way. During that pause, your Red Cross spent $7 to help our boys overseas. The Red Cross is doing the biggest job in its history this very minute. Wherever our boys may be, the Red Cross is ready to help them with blood plasma, with food, with entertainment, and with friendship, be it at the front, in a hospital, on leave, or to help them by helping their families right here at home. So please remember, give generously when the Red Cross calls on you. Night, everybody.
Say, friends, next week, try tuning in a half hour earlier and hear a full hour of entertainment. The Frank Morgan Show with John Conte and Cass Daly, followed immediately by Bird's Eye Open House with Dinah Shore, her special guest, my adopted son, Eddie Cantor, Robert Emmett Dolan, his orchestra, Joe Lilly, his chorus, and yours truly. Bird's Eye Open House, starring Dinah Shore, is written by Howard Harris and Sid Zelenko.
Listen. Once upon a time, there was a very handsome horse, and every day this horse would gallop up to a house and say,
"Have you heard about Grape Nuts Flakes? They're delicious."
And then this horse would gallop on until he came to another house.
"Why don't you try Grape Nuts Flakes? It's a toasty brown cereal full of whole grain nourishment. Try them with milk and fruit. They taste wonderful."
And that's what this horse did. Galloped over the countryside, telling a... What's that, madam? How could a horse tell the story of Grape Nuts Flakes to all those people? Why, madam, all horses carry tales.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. KFI, Los Angeles,